This is Jesse Goldberg-Strasser, joined by Randy Schwartz of the Lansing Lugnuts. Randy, you're out of Canada, but you went to High Point University in North Carolina. How did that come about?
I actually went to a showcase in Massachusetts, and my college coach, Sal Bando Jr., was looking for a third baseman, and actually used to pitch at the time, too, and so he just saw I hadn't signed anywhere and just brought me down for a trip, and I had given my verbal commitment to Binghamton in New York, but when given the opportunity to play baseball in North Carolina over New York, I just kind of figured North Carolina.
Well, you made a name for yourself in Canada during the past couple of years. Tell me about some of those honors.
Well, in Saskatchewan, I played in a summer league that I did pretty well in and won a couple awards, Rookie of the Year, that kind of thing. And then this 2 years ago, I played in the Intercounty Baseball League, which is a semi-pro league, and a couple of the same accolades as well.
And there you played alongside Paul Spoljarak, the former Blue Jay. What do you remember about Paul?
Paul is just a really funny guy, kind of typical left-handed pitcher, but you know, when it was time to battle, he battled. He was a funny guy off the field, really kept it loose, but game day, I mean, he got in there and did his work, and just that balance, I think, is the most I learned from him.
So you finished your career at High Point University as actually the university's all-time hits leader. How then did you end up with the Blue Jays organization?
Actually, through Paul Spoljarak, he made a couple phone calls and got me to an invitational tryout, and they didn't really say yes yet at that point, and that was in October of 08, and so I actually called them back, which is, you're not really supposed to do that, I guess, and I called them back and said, listen, I either have to start applying for teaching jobs or, you know, this is a go. So they said, well, come back down to the Sky Dome in January, or Rogers Center, sorry, and hit in front of a couple guys, and maybe we'll get you a spot. And so, lo and behold, that's how I got here.
Did you grow up a Blue Jays fan?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. always been. I always joke around that my grandmother has a life-size cutout of Joe Carter in her living room. So, big Blue Jay fan.
Speaking with Randy Schwartz. Randy, so you made your pro debut last year in Auburn, but it only lasted 10 games. You then broke your foot. How did that offseason go for you?
It was long. It was real long. It was the most amount of time that I've spent at home since high school, and so that was kind of a tough transition to really focus on work and then get back when, you know, everything's kind of so much different, but, you know, thankfully my parents are so supportive and that kind of thing, and just family around, that I kind of gave me a chance to clear my head and really zone back in.
And then back issues at the start of this season, right out of spring training.
Yeah, I had a back surgery in late February. And so it's just kind of like, you know, you're just getting back into the swing of things and having to start all over again, which is tough, and maybe more so mentally than physically.
Well, so here you are now joining the Lansing Lugnuts, and one thing that we were talking about is that you're actually working on reworking your swing. What goes into that?
A lot of things, to be honest. You know, when you take that much time off, first of all, it's just things that you have to get back to where you were. And then more so, like, as I'm getting into pro ball with better coaching and that kind of thing, I mean, it's just these little things you didn't even know you were doing wrong sometimes. And not even necessarily wrong, but just can make you that much better of a hitter. And it's a tough adjustment at first, and you're not comfortable with it at first, but you know that the ceiling for how well you can do is so much higher with those.
So what are the components for a swing that you're working on? What have you seen from other guys as well?
With JT and Sal right now, they're really working with me to really release my backside into the ball, get all my weight and all that power into the ball rather than leaving it behind. And then also just a short swing path. I've noticed that since I came back that I was really kind of dragging. And so just focusing on being short but still driving the ball.
What does that mean, to drag with the swing?
Just when your hands either drop or they go kind of back rather than just straight forward to the ball from your load position, which is above your shoulders.
On the defensive side, you play first base and third base. Is there anything that you're working on with your fielding?
Just consistently trying to stay disciplined, especially because I haven't played much defense with Lansing. And so when you don't play every day, you really sometimes you take for granted those ground balls during batting practice or whatever. And so just focusing and staying disciplined to Every day I'm trying to get a little bit better at something, and whether it be footwork, whether it be transfer my hands, staying down on the ball, range, anything. I mean, you just pick one thing for that day and work on it.
You had mentioned teaching before. If baseball didn't work out, what would you teach?
I have my degree in physical education.
Oh, really?
So, it's really sports oriented and coaching. I'd probably be in a high school situation, I think.
Randy, thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you.
This is Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, and you're listening to Lugnuts Baseball on Classic Hits 92X.